I'm Farai Chidea, and this is News and Notes. You have been lighting up our blog, News and Views, with reaction to this week's political headlines. Jeffrey Bennett is our show's web producer and your guide to the blogosphere. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, Farai.
So, Election 08 is always a hot topic on News and Views. Right. What are people talking about this week?
Well, this week our readers had a lot to say about the issue of race being injected into the presidential campaign. Clinton and Obama have since called a truce. But at the height of their back and forth, here's what a few people had to say on our blog. Christopher Morrison wrote, "The Clinton people began to get nervous about winning, so they picked up this issue of race because they thought it would work." A person named Jeff wrote, "The dispute between the two campaigns is nothing more than the core of the Democratic Party displaying the dysfunction of their identity politics." And Tracy wrote, "Black people need to stop being so sensitive. Not every statement made is a personal attack." That's just a sampling of what people had to say.
Oh, yeah. And Ron Paul on the GOP side comment got people talking. What's that?
Yeah, whenever we post about Ron Paul, it's always the top post of the week. I think his supporters are really have an impressive presence online. But here's the issue. The New Republic magazine discovered racist and homophobic rants and newsletters attributed to Ron Paul that were released in the 80s and 90s. Now, his campaign manager has since said the candidate assumes moral responsibility, though he says he didn't read or approve the material before it was published. So on our blog, Joseph Papandry wrote, "You mean to tell me you didn't see the letter for almost 20 years and your name was used for the newsletter? What does that say about your leadership style about Ron Paul?" And Stephen Bradford said it was nothing but a blatant smear campaign that's being brought against a man who obviously strikes fear into some people.
Well, look, this is an interesting one. Entertainers and steroids. Isn't that supposed to be something that athletes do? What's going on there?
Apparently, but the thinking is that these celebrities are taking these steroids for their anti-aging purposes. Mary J. Blige, 50 Cent, Timbaland, Wyclef Jean, and Tyler Perry were named in a performance-enhancing drug probe by a New York State district attorney. Now, the authorities say they have uncovered no evidence that these celebrities violated any drug laws, and Mary J. Blige released a statement saying that she was in no way involved. But on our blog, someone using the alias Hater posted, "So that's how Mary stays looking so young." And a reader named Jay wrote in to say he's not believing the hype, and he says it's a distraction to keep people from focusing on the war. Now, I don't know about that, but we'll keep an eye on this story regardless. And the other big entertainment story this week was Oprah Winfrey getting her own TV network called, appropriately enough, OWN.
We also have some big news here in the show. We are going to South Carolina for the primary. We're going to be broadcasting from South Carolina. Some folks are calling this the Black primary.
Yeah.
And we want to hear from you if you live in South Carolina. How can folks in the state get in touch with us?
We put a post on our blog about that. So anybody who lives in South Carolina, anyone who's going to South Carolina to cover the primary there can get in touch with us, and we might even have them on the show.
All right. Well, Jeff, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Jeffrey Bennett is the web producer for News and Notes, and he joined me in our studios at NPR West.